Shinsamach Gimel, the Mishabur's and Sif Bays, Mishabur's of Kotnaches. So it says that if at the end of the, if the wall, some wall remained in the case of the Chotzer, so then you need a Tefach Mikan or a Tefach Mikan. So he says, Lav Dafka Tefach, Adai Bishne Mashahu Yin. You need two mashahus. Canal b'mayim pass in the chatchila, like we said before, that the pass in the chatchila, each one has to be a mashahu. So the issue over here is so the bir locha raises a point that there's an argument to say that a case of nishtayer is worse than the case when you're putting the pass there specifically for the purpose of being a pass. Chazal said a mashahu is enough, but if it's something is remaining there, then a tag actually needs a tefach. So that's the swara, the argument that the Darkei Moshe says, and that Mishabur is pointing out that we're going to go not like that shita, that there's no difference in the case of nishtayer when it's left in the case where you put it there the chachilah for that purpose. Both of them, the shear is a masha, is sufficient.
What would be the, what's the difference in terms of whether it was left behind or whether you put it up there?
When you go and put something there, the chachila, to get a shame, get the function as a mechitza, we understand it's easier to give it a dinam a mechitza than something which just happens to be there. That's a general concept which we're going to see. That lechi avim me'elav is a machlok is in the Gemara. We pass in lechi avim me'elav, but lechi is there just naturally, wasn't put there intentionally. Gets a din of a lechi or not. The moment the Gemara says it doesn't work.
Same idea as a hookah fladira for the.
Okay. Parallels the concept a little bit. Yeah.
So it has some sort of kavana.
Right. So all of those seem to carry this concept that creating something intentionally has a more powerful status than just if it happens to be there. Okay, so the Mishabur is passing that is not true. There's no difference. These passing have to be 10 tvachim high. In Tosh Yir, Shalva Begoiva, Lashar Aksolim, they don't have to be the full height of the rest of the walls. We are probably eight of love shame machitza klap, but if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not a machitza. So if the wall can be taller, that's okay, even though it's shorter, but it has to at least 10 tefachim. So we said, this even if the appearance doesn't have, the opening is less than, is 4 tefachim, or even less than 4 tefachim, since that is the full amount. Kivan shehu bimiluoy. So high, bimaluoy lo dafka. I'll take it further. Mishabur says that filu im nishtayer mehakozel shnayim or shloshim tefachim. There was something left from the kozel. Because shu miut legabi haporutz tzarech tikun. Excuse me. There's a problem of parts is greater than the oimed. Parts meruba alo oimed will create a problem. Again, if there was actual walls left, we said appearance of 10 amos is a doorway. You don't have to do anything. If you lose the whole wall, we say, no, not good. Okay? So now, I'm going to tell you, let's take it a step further. I didn't lose the whole wall. But if what remains is a mute regards to the pirtza, so now I have a problem. That deals with it's if the pirtza shaboy becomes the ikur and the remainder become the tafel, and now you're left as if the whole wall was gone. So you have a problem of you still have this problem of the wall's missing, and that becomes a problem. So kol shemir the gabi port tzarech tikun. So bimaluyo is lavdafki. Even if something's left, it's still going to be potentially problematic. But in a case where the oimid is meruba, there's a kamalon the rubai kukuloi avikisosim. Once the oimid is meruba, it's closed. Even though that the oimid is greater than the poritz, and the oimid itself is not for tvachim, as long as it's a mashu more than the poritz, and the truth is, even if it's actually the same as the poritz, because we saw before the oimid to poritz is also sufficient, as long as the poritz is not greater than the oimid.
Okay.
Now the Bir Lacha brings. So what was this picture of this chotzer? Right. So we say we're talking about a chotzer, which the fourth wall was four tefachim. It's this extremely small wall, right? So what was the picture of it? So the Bir Lacha brings a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that in a case where the whole length of the chotzer was just four tefachim, it was a very long, thin chotzer, that would not need a tikkun. The case was in the middle of the chotzer was a large open area, but instead of continuing as a rectangle, it sort of went at an angle till the fourth wall ended up being a very small wall. But the middle area was a regular full size normal chotzer. That's when we discussed this issue over here of needing a tikkun, etc.
If it got to three, then we would say lava or not for that situation.
Correct. Lava would be sufficient. It would work in that situation. Okay. And then the Mishavura, the Bir Lacha continues just to, he wants to prove that he feels that the Magen Avraham is correct on this point. That situation would not need, that situation would not need a tikkun. That's what that Bir Lacha deals with.
What situation
would
not need a tikkun?
Where the whole length of the chotzer, the width was only four tefachim. Okay. Yud Aleph. Ashehebo yipachas mishloisha. So it's going to need a tikkun unless it's so narrow it's less than three. Pirashi yisakan apirtsa b'mixas. Well, so what you can do is you can just have to fill up the whole thing. You fill in the gap. Well, you start with pachas mishloisha, so you left with less than three, and that's enough. That's what those have. You can love it. The kolshkin of pritzel ahoya el pachas mishloisha. If it started out being less than three, it is the ain sarach shum tikkun but mitamze. Okay, the Shartzian points out in Sifkot and Dalin. Even in the case where it's ports meruba lo oimed, but since it's less than three tefachim, lovet is closed. So lovet is closed. Lovet is closed. And so there's no issue. Okay. Yud Beis, if the pirtz is more than 10, so you need a tzuras of Pesach. Filu eino bimalua, even if it's not the full wall. Ha'ilish lav dafka. Da filu ho'oimed meruba laporis gam kenoser. Now, eino bimalua sounds like, you got most of it, but not all of it. The truth is, even if you didn't get that, most of it is still standing. If you have an opening which, it was a very long wall, if you have an opening which is more than 10, so the wall originally was 25 amas long, and 14 amas are still standing, 11 amas are open, so it's on Meruba, right? So it's still kamken osur. Kilo nifritz kol kesed ami appears at more than 10, destroys the status of the mechitza. Now, but on the other end, tzuras pesach mahani afilo kishahibi melua, tzuras pesach would work even if the full wall was missing. And obviously, tzuras pesach will work when the only issue is there is wall of just its parts meruba. That'll work. Now, remember, we had the Rama before. The Rama said if the parts is meruba, the tzuras pesach doesn't work. That was we're talking about all four walls, but if we're talking about one wall. Just one side, the Rambam would hold that the fact on that side, the porous is meruba, doesn't preclude you from making a tzuras pesach more than 10 amas. That's the Shartzian and Sifkot and Zayin. Okay, so that was chotzer. Now let's talk about mofet. So the way they're buildings were built, where their houses were built, so you would have a few houses which were arranged around a courtyard. The courtyard usually was enclosed. And being open from the courtyard and courtyard into a courtyard from the chotzer out into a mavi, a few chatzeres would open into a mavi, and the mavi would then take you out to the main thoroughfare, to the Rosh Hashanah. So the house was the place where you lived the most. The chotzer, many different things were done in the chotzer. They would do a lot of their biased tashmishim in the chotzer. You did very little tashmishim in the mavi, just basically use the mavi as a way to move traffic from the chatzeris into the Rosh Hashanah and vice versa. So the level of dira is a less level. So we're going to say over here that commensurate with the level of dira being a less level, so since the derech of the walls that you'd make around such an area are more minimal compared to what you'd make around an area which you use more, the Chazal also, when we created these halachic, or in the term, we're given halachic, we've seen these halachic concepts of what constitutes a mechitza, what's necessary for a mavi is less than what's necessary for a chotzer.
Okay,
so we're going to see that whereas by the chotzer you needed a pass which is 4 tefachim wide, if you want to put one on one side, you need a pass which is 4 tefachim wide. So for a mavi, you can get away with one thing on one side which is less than 4 tefachim. That's called a lechi. Okay. Gimel. Sif gimel. Mavi sheyesh loy sholosh mechitzas. It has 3 mechitzas. Uporetz mitzad revi. The fourth side is totally open. So he tiroi chazal rematiritz belechi, with a lechi. Was a lechi. Pirish targum hakerish rechod lucho chad. So lechi means one piece of one item. Sheovyoi v'rechovoi is kosher. Its thickness and its width can be any amount. So it can be, it has to be 10 tefachim high. It can be deep. It can be a half an inch. And it can be half an inch wide. So all those create
No, this is a new topic. So we're in Gimel now. On
right, but didn't we do that last night?
Gimel?
No. Didn't we're on Sif Gimel, I understand. But last night we finished Bet, right?
We finished Bet. We did the mission. We did part of the Mishnah Berurah last night, and we did part of it tonight.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize we hadn't finished Mishnah Berurah.
So the mountain has to be, so again, the parallel case by the chotzer, it's open on the fourth side. You want to be mounted by putting one item there. It has to be four tefachim wide. It has to eat up, take up four tefachim, you know, into the space of the gap. Over here, it can be a half an inch, and that's sufficient. You put it there in the opening of the mavi. It has to be 10 tefachim high. We call the Rosh Hashanah kosher. You can make it out of anything. You can make it out of an animal. You have to tie it in such a way that it can't sit down, because then you might lose your because then you'll lose your height. So you'd sort of tie it that it shouldn't rest. Then the Ramah adds afilu kosher sham adam nami havi lechi. You could tie a person there, and also would work as a lechi.
So we're not concerned about the height, the space below it, things getting underneath of it.
No, he's touching the ground. It would have to be touching the ground or within. He's not suspended in the air.
No, but it'd be four-legged animal, right? So, aren't we worried about the space underneath of it? Sometimes it would imbalance.
Yeah, but remember, the width of the thing is a mashu.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So his leg to his body is 10.
So okay. So it doesn't invalidate just because as long as this part is down, it doesn't matter what goes underneath.
Right.
Okay.
So cutting your gimel, hitir belechi. So over there, you need a much larger heter. Over here, Chazal will make over top. The more it was made for a place where a person would live and do private things there, the more the expectation would be that the mechitzas are. More significant. They used to do more private things there, and they would eat there. And their chatzeris were a clear extension of the usage of the home was in the chotzer. Therefore, the mechitzas have to be more complete. To give them their status of their type of rishos ayachid, you're going to need more complete mechitzas. More so than may I'm a voice. You don't do anything private in the mavi. If you die by mavi, be a lechi. Therefore, by mavi, putting a lechi is sufficient to enclose the mavi. There will be limitations on when we can use the alechi. If the opening is more than 10 amos, you can't use alechi. You have to use a tzuras pesach and other details. So there are limitations in using alechi, but the concept exists. Kol shehu, this amount can be any amount. Afilapachos mi etzpa, even less than the thickness of a finger. Okay,
what's the chiddush of that one? If it says kol shehu,
you know? Yeah. So they just point out this kol shehu doesn't have any shear to it at all. There is a remember whom? Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe, who discusses that the usage of the lashon of kol shehu in Shas that doesn't always mean mamish kol shehu. It can mean has some shear to it. So he's saying over here, kol shehu means kol shehu.
Yeah, I think last night we even mentioned the kol shehu means a tefach.
Well,
or a mashehu.
Well, the mechaber called it a tefach, but we should point out it was ladavka tefach.
Okay,
right. Okay, now, so you have to put it in the opening of the mavi. I am the commandment, sif lam and aleph. So, Sifla Manal deals with, let's say you put the lechi, as opposed to putting it all the way at the end of the mavi, you put it somewhere inside of the inside of the mavi. So would it be matter the area behind it at least to the back of the mavi? Let's say the mavi is close to the three sides. So instead of putting it, let's say for argument's sake, the mavi was 25 amas. It was 10 amas. It was 10 amas wide, 25 amas long. And you put it all the way at the end, so it's matter the area of 25 by 10. Well, let's say you put it after 15 amas. I wouldn't put it all the way at the end of the mavi. Put it 15 amas. I count from the back, I'd go 15 amas, I put a lechia there. So the back 15 amas, mutter based on that or not? Is it only after the Pesach Amavi? That's a discussion later on in Sith Lavanel. Asar Tvachim. Now, we introduce over here that the shear of Tvachim have to be Miruvachim, Waloim, and Tsumtsamim. The Gemara says that there are two ways that a person, a Tevach is a fist. Sometimes you hold your fist very tightly, sometimes you hold your fist more loosely. So, and the Morris says both of those, the Morris phrase that refers to them is atsevois, is sad, which is like tense and tight, or tsechakos, your laughter, you're more expansive, etc. That's the lashon the Morris uses for those type of things. So there is something called a tefach, which is mitsumsum exactly, and meruvach means it's more expansive. So what do you need over here? It says that the height you need is 10 tvachim, meruvachim. Now the difference between 10 tvachim and meruvachim and not meruvachim is it's a half of an etzba per amma. So when you talk about 10, ten tvachim is an amma, six tvachim, so it's not all that much. But
it's half an etzba per amma.
If I call correctly, it's a half an etzba per amma. No, it's half an etzba per tefach. Maybe it's half an etzba per tefach. That sounds more right.
That would make sense.
So half an etzba per tefach. Yes, half an etzba per tefach, which means for 10 tefachim, it's five etzbos, which is close to another tefach. Mm-hmm.
That's something. Even though this is it chiddush or because we're dealing with the derabanan here, and why are we being machmir with the? Or because the idea is it's actually to prevent you doing a deraisa, so we want it to be. You're carrying within the
mavoi
is
Durbana. Correct. I'm not sure why. I didn't look up the Kivagar inside. Why Kivagar says that we hear you need meruvach. I don't care how tall the mavi is. The mavi could be 20 amas tall. It doesn't make a difference. Now the reason why he's stressing that is because we'll see later on. There's another way to matter a mavi, which is called koreh. Which is korah, which is putting a cross beam atop the cross of the mavi. Whereas over there, it has a limitation. But if the walls of the mavi are more than 20 amas, you can't put your korah above 20 amas. So that's where the number 20 amas comes from. So if you look kosher, you went and you tied your animal. You tied an animal there. No, he's going. You tied a person there. Right. Amar shaloi hudiyoi shemidu ele shem lechi. Case was you tied him up, you didn't tell him why you're tying him up. Oh. Okay.
We've seen that before with the walls.
Because that's what we're worried. You haven't told him why he's there, so he's going to walk away. So Yamasham called him, like I said, the whole day. That's why you need to tie him up. I'm not saying you should do this.
But if he's a real tzaddik and he's willing to stay there. Now, but Yeshachim
feel it, but Hidioi, Shem Yishkach Vyelach Mesham, which means. So the point of the Mishabura, the first sheet is saying, if you tell him, he's going to stay there. So what are you worried about? So you don't need to tie him up in that situation. So over here, telling him does not invalidate him. But the only question is, do we trust him? Can we rely on him staying put? The idea, some say, even if you told him, you can't rely on the fact that he might forget, and therefore you have to tie him up anyway.
But why is he saying, why is the lashon of v'yesh machmirim?
Because the first sheet holds that if you tell him it's good, you don't have the time in that situation. This is not like the case that we had of the making the mechitzas around the person, which only works if they do not know. Over here, if they know, it's fine. So if you tell him, he'll stay there. You have to tie him. So the Rambam says that you tied him. Most of the cases you didn't tell him.
Oh, I see. That's the reason you have to tie him. Oh, I see. Okay.
So this would be presumably before Shabbos comes in.
Right. Otherwise, be a long night.
Otherwise, it doesn't work. Correct?
Can you make a lechi on Shabbos? I think we're going to talk about it.
It's an issue being matir or something.
Right, Shabbos, you know, if you did it there, but would it work? Would it work? I think it would work, but yeah, in case of Shagat, it'll work. Maybe it wouldn't work. Shagat, it'll work. But there are bonans, even the Shagat, it'll work. I think it might work. It's not the Chachil, though.
So, yeah, if let's say your original Lechi went away, some wind came and knocked it over, is there an issue of, would it be...
We allow you to ask a goy to put it back.
But if you had to, hey, can you stand here? You know, is that considered a tikkun? If you,
I think so. It'd be the same. If that's, you can use them to amount, there would be a problem.
Okay.
Okay. Sif Dalit. Im Yesh Ksas Kosel Baruch Vi, Ola Mishum Lechi, Uvat Shehe Boi Reuch of Tefach. So if the fourth direction does have some wall there, so as long as it's a tefach wide, it's okay. Sif Katan Yodal, Yurches. Im Yesh Ksas Kosel, Af Doloi Nasa L'Shem Lechi, but it wasn't put there to be a Lechi, we pass in a lechi which is there naturally, was not put there intentionally for the purpose of being a lechi, still is a valid lechi.
But it has to be a tefach rather
than a... Rechav tefach. So I'm a berlocha. So he tells you, look at the berlocha. So you look at the berlocha, b'vachi yehei, the berlocha learns up, and this he didn't tell us this before. Now, in Sif Beis, so we said that you need a tefach mikan, tefach mikan, if the wall's left over. And Shabur said it's lav davka, tefach mikan, tefach mikan. But Shulchan Aruch said you need it. He says, by the case of a chotzer, why don't we matter? I can make a pass four tefach on one side, or two pass in each one a mashahu. If the wall's left over, it's a tefach on each side is also good.
The Mishabura there said it's lavdafka.
Mishabura said it's lavdafka. Now he's going to tell me over here in the Bir Alocha, the Mechaber sheet that you need a tefach over there and over here. But that's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. But if you go not like the Shulchan Aruch, like I said before, over here that tefach is lavdafka. So over here also tefach is lavdafka. So that's what the Bir Alocha says. Mechaber also the sheetos, the posuk liyal gamon yin chotz, the binishtar, mina pirtsa, bina sheir pas, tefach pashal tefach, mikana mikana. When it's left over, you didn't put it there intentionally, but just left over, that is, requires a tefach. The chomer, hadavar, yosim im osa pasen l'chadchila. Leftovers are worse than if you make it l'chadchila for that purpose, well, whether a masha was enough. So over also the same thing. I tell you, lechi can be a masha. If it's nishtar, you need a tefach. Okay, that's the sheet of the mechaber before. But according to what I was passing before, that mishtayer is not more chomer than osa l'chadchila. In case where it's left over, is not more chomer than when you make it intentionally. And masha was enough over there. So we're also masha was enough.
It's interesting that the Mishabura there didn't tell us that.
That it's a machloek. He didn't present it as if he's arguing on the mechaber. He said as if he's explaining the mechaber. Right. Now, but he brings from Lavush at the end, which says that possibly not. Even in the case of the Chotzer, I tell you that a Masha was enough. By Mava, you need Dafka Tefach. The Sefer Shabbos argues on him. The Prima Gadim has a question on him. And the Beir Grah says that these two halachas go together. So whatever I said before, whatever, if you hold your Din of Tefach there, you need a Tefach here, Tefach here, you need a Tefach there. If you hold a Masha over there is good enough, a Masha over here is good enough. There's no difference between the two of them. Okay. So yeah, it is funny that he did not indicate that in his presentation before. Okay, hey, lechi di nosher beziko lemotzikoi, a lechi which if the wind blows on it, it will not stand. Lechoshiv lechi is not a valid lechi. Siv katan chav, lechi di nosher wooden kishoyis in zursa pesach. We make a zursa pesach also if it's not going to stand in the wind. If you have a full wall there, which will be blown down by the wind, also it's not called the walls. It's all the same halacha. If the wind will not totally knock it down, elamanido, just move it.
Still,
it's no good. Gemash kasa b'simin shin samabeis sif aleph. Shin samabeis sif aleph. Oh, the case of the branches. The branches being moved by the winds. So it didn't knock it down totally. It just shifted, and that's not a problem. Okay. Nearly. The lechi up to the height of 10 tvachim, it was taller than 10 tvachim. And the bottom 10 tvachim are very stable. But above that, it's waving. It was nailed in. It's tied very well. The kosel. So the bottom 10 tvachim are not moving. From the ground to 10 tvachim up are very stable. It's very tall, and therefore the higher part is moving in the wind. Kosher. The dal mashal lamala. So we ignore the. We look at it as if you remove the upper part, that's not a mechitz, so it's like something not there. So you have a lechi, which is 10 tefachim high.
Sort of
like
a sickle wall, you had
that. Correct.
The bottom 10 tefachim. Yeah.
Correct.
Stable.
So in Sifkat and Yud Tes, there's a word rochav. What does that mean there?
Rochav means width, but width meaning. If you picture your mavi, as this is the mavi, and you're putting your lechi here, this direction is called width.
Okay.
Okay, not the thickness, how thick it is.
Okay, width.
The width meaning this way.
Thanks.
Now, the shatzin and your aleph. Let's take a look at it a little bit. So you say like this. So that's the Magen Rambam says, even if the Ruach is not knocking it down to the ground, it's just causing it, it's causing it to move, so it's going to be problematic. The Bezeh Afilo Halachayim Shekavuyim Bishnei Atzdorim Einam Misnanim Ad Meshach Kavoy Asar Tvachim. So I told you in the next of God that if the lower lechis are stable. The lower part is up to 10 tvachim is stable. They're tied well. But the upper part is moving. Now this Mishnah Berurah is talking about Surah Pesach. So as I told you, by Itzav Katlam and Aleph, by Lechi, the bottom 10 tvachim are very stationary. Everything is good. It's great. Now I have a Surah Pesach. The bottom 10 tefachim are stationary. The top thing with the kadosh al gabayim is waving around in the wind. The tzurus pesach, together with the upper part, together with the kadosh al gabayim, is moving around. It won't work. Well, what do you mean? We said before by tzurus pesach that the main thing is the bottom 10 tefachim, right? You can make them 10 tefachim high, and then you say good asik. That's true, but now that I'm using these verticals to support this horizontal, and that vertical and horizontal is flapping around in the wind all over the place, that's not a normal door. That Kona Gabein is not staying put. Gamgol Mahani, the Mispatam, Mehem Shem Tzuras HaPesach, Barak Yesh Lehem Shem Luchayayim Levad. So it's like two Luchayayim. So in the case of a chotzer where two pasim work, so it's like two, you have two luchayayim, you know, in a case where it wasn't 10 amas, more than 10 amas. So two luchayayim works. But otherwise, yeah, you can have your two luchayayim, those are stationary, but it doesn't help you. You need a tzurus pesach, you don't have a tzurus pesach. We don't mind if the Kanal Gabeim is moving. We're actually not to the Gamri Ayadeh Haruch. It just can't be totally blown or destroyed by it. So then Gam Bazeh Yesh Lahakrim Asura Tvachim Hatatonim Ein Misnaneh. Okay, so according to him, you definitely need halacha mechitzas on the side walls. Well, I have that because up to 10 tefachim they're stationary. The outer thing on top is moving back and forth. According to the master shekel, was fine. Masha halachayim misnanim lamala, that which the side posts above 10 tefachim are moving. Da'alehem kiloenu, ignore them. Gankim iskasha yirei hakona shalamala. We can put two posts on the side of 10 tefachim high, the thing on top, and the master shekel said even the thing on top is moving back and forth. It's okay according to the master shekel. That feel rochel kamam is goyber may akonim mishabesadim b'chinal b'sayv shemishim samaveis. Now that the chareshah come out according to the master shekel. So it's interesting the way he presents it. He presents it first. It's no good. According to the master shekel, it's good, which means he seems to be accepting the mishkanas Yaakov as his preferred way of looking at it. There's a problem that there's a loch of mechitza on the Kodesh HaGabayin also, which is some of the Rechonim later Rechonim point out this Sharet Ziyun presents the Mishkan Yaakov as his first way of looking at it. It says, but according to the Master Shekel, it's okay. Which is not how we sort of picked up when we learned that in the Sinai Shama Beis. He sort of said, well, Master Shekel, and there's some Rechonim Shema Achmer. And he sort of presented it the opposite around.
What do you mean?
Over here he says that it's no good. Says, according to the Master Shekel, it's okay. And Shin Sama Beis at the end, he said, the Master Shekel says these things are okay. And there's some Achronim Shema Achmer, which sort of like read like he's not. But here he seems to be saying, this is the way it's supposed to be, is more the Chumra. Now, however, Om Lamashi Yeshi Sabak Beseh.
It's talking about where the Kana is not as wide as the width between the.
So, but where is their initial? It's like this. In a kana shalamala, katsa mirechev amavi. The cross beam is not the full width of the mavi. For example, go ahead. Shirechev amavi huyid bezam. The mavi is 12 amas wide. A kana huraka sara ama. The kana is only 10 amas. So, how does it work? The answer is the two side posts continue up. And each one bends in a little bit, so they meet the kana, and everything is fine. The kana should be studied. I'm the mishipur ksas. This kasher a kana, a katzal agabeim, and the entire this 10 amma kana agabeim between these two posts, and that's fine because they bend in a little bit. So look, that's kasher. But bezei yeshachar li stapek im a kana should be studied misnanim imahani. But here already how does it work? If I want to count my bottom 10 tefachim as my kana, there's no kana al gabayin, because the bottom tefachim over here and the kana is over here. So what connects this with that? Because it's at an angle which connects it. Yeah, but the upper part is moving. It's like it's not there. So now I got a problem. Tefachim terma dala chelik shalamala be'akana and kilu en. If you take the upper part away, l'mahani yisu akana shal gabayin, you don't have the kana on top. Okay, so that's why I think maybe it's no good. So what's the possibility that it is good? Oy ulai, maybe. Kiman the ikir amachitza shu asar tvachim hatatonim omdim bechazka menim isnanim. The pshat is like this. It's not the pshat we ignore the upper part if it's not there. We said the ikir halacha of ninua was only halacha said in the lower part of the machitza. Ninua doesn't take away the din of machitza higher up. So I have a mechitza higher up. I have a moving mechitza. Moving mechitza is okay, higher up. The same way the Master Shekel said, the kana moving on top doesn't bother him. He says the side things are the main thing. Well, maybe the side things moving is only a problem in the lower part. But the upper part of the side pieces, as long as it's above 10 tefachim, is also not a problem. So I have mechitzas from here. This part is good. And this part is moving, but that's okay. That's also called mechitza still for what we need. So that's the question which he raises. See here, you know, just you do see clearly that he understands the fact that it's at an angle is not a problem, which, you know, we discussed that before. He doesn't seem to be bothered by the fact that it's an angle, and your lower your kana gabeim is not over your lower tenth vachim at all. That's not a problem to him. Be'atzim, it's only a problem in this situation where it's moving. He's raising a question: what will be in the aloha in that situation? Okay, let's hold it here. So we did through Sif. Hey.